Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, RNAZ, RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc. RNAZ has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a pioneer in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its scientific advisory board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is renowned for his work in RNA biology and gene silencing mechanisms. His election to the National Academy of Sciences underscores his impact. Transcode leaders see this addition as a strategic enhancement to their RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs focusing on treating metastatic tumors. The company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, targets tumors overexpressing microRNA 10B, a known biomarker of metastasis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ appoints RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a pioneer in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is known for his work in RNA biology and gene silencing. His election to prestigious institutions highlights his impact on the field. Transcode leaders see this addition as enhancing their RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs, focusing on treating metastatic disease with RNA therapeutics. The company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, targets metastatic tumors overexpressing microRNA 10B. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/RNAZ. Investor news breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., NYX, TN recognizes Goliath Resources, TSXT, OTCQB, TRF, as 40,000-meter drill campaign launches at Sherbet Discovery. McEwen Mining Inc. congratulates Goliath Resources Limited, OTRF, on launching its 40,000-meter drill campaign at the Gold Digger property in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The campaign will focus on expanding the high-grade gold discovery at Sherbet, targeting lateral and depth expansion, feeder dikes, and structural intersections. With over 92,000 meters drilled and support from the Colorado School of Mines, Goliath aims to unlock further value from the vein system. McEwen Mining commends this data-driven approach and technical momentum behind one of the Golden Triangle's significant gold discoveries. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, ESAUF, reaches key milestone at Montauban as Canadian gold sector gains strength. ES Gold Corp., a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining innovation, has reached a key milestone at Montauban in Quebec. The company successfully delivered its Humphrey spiral concentrators to the site, completing the gravity separation circuit required for gold and silver recovery from historic tailings. This milestone is a significant step towards ES Gold's low-impact tailings-to-cash-flow model, with construction progressing on schedule for first production targeted by year-end 2025. ES Gold is also preparing an updated PEA and plans to release a 3D geological model soon. The company's progress aligns with strong Q1 2025 results from Canadian peers like Barrick Gold, Kinross Gold, and B2 Gold, as Canada solidifies its position as the fourth largest gold-producing nation globally. Understanding cultural differences in salt usage may help lower consumption. Research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that cultural differences impact sodium intake among adults in the U.S. Asian American adults tend to add salt while cooking, but are the least likely to add salt at the table. Black adults reported the highest rates of attempting to reduce salt intake and receiving physician recommendations to lower sodium intake. The study suggests that culturally customized advice about sodium intake is necessary. Lead author Jessica Cheng recommends reducing sodium intake by adding more potassium-rich foods like vegetables and considering low-sodium salt substitutes. Understanding these cultural differences is crucial for health professionals to provide tailored advice on reducing sodium intake and improving heart health.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.